Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bills play-by-play man John Murphy is joining us live this morning as the Bills get ready to face the Washington football team at Highmark Stadium. John, how important is it that Josh Allen have a strong game on Sunday? Are you concerned at all about his performance over the first two games?
No, not really. I'm not. I think, you know, if we're talking about what's wrong with Josh Allen the week after he led the offense to a 5-touchdown scoring game, I'm thinking, what are we doing? What are we talking about? Clearly, he can throw the ball better. He can make better decisions. He even acknowledged it as much yesterday, saying he indicated he was a little bit disappointed in the way he's played, but he's not playing awful, and he's making enough good plays. I keep going back to the touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs last Sunday in Miami, where it was a totally broken down play. I mean, it was totally non-off script. And look, he managed to go against his body and against the way everybody was running and found Diggs all alone in the end zone. Diggs, by the way, did the same thing. He fell down. To me, that's indicative of the kind of talent Josh has, the determination and drive he has, and I think he'll be all right. I really do. I'm not that concerned at all.
You know, John, I think it was, for myself and a lot of fans, kind of a conflicting Monday and a week for us, right? Because am I really going to sit here as a fan of the Bills for the past, you know, 15 years especially, and after a 35-0 win over a division rival, complain about anything? But, I mean, that's what expectations do, I guess.
Yeah, that's on you, quite frankly. I mean, that's what you're right. It's expectations. And I think we have to, you know, the one thing that I guess folks should remind themselves, and I have to do it once in a while too, is that the league is really competitive. You know, this is not college football where there are haves and have nots, and some teams have no business being on the field with others. All these teams are good. And all these teams have a ton of talent, and all these teams are capable of jumping up and making big plays. And that's what the Bills go up against. As good as the Bills are, and they're pretty good, and I think they look really good last Sunday in Miami, they will be challenged, you know, by teams that have a number of players who are talented. So I think you got to temper your expectations, not necessarily lower them, but keep in mind that the other guys get paid too. Some of them get paid an awful lot of money, and some of them are going to win games. And the Bills are going to lose more games the rest of the season. I don't think they'll finish with just one loss. They could, but I don't think that's likely.
The Bills are 1-1. Washington is 1-1. What is the key matchup in this game from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. And the one thing that jumps out about Washington is how good their defensive front is. And they're loaded with first-round picks, Montez Sweat, Jonathan Allen, and Chase Young among them. That's the best matchup, I guess, to watch. We know the Bills' offensive line struggled in week one against Pittsburgh, another talented defensive line. And here comes one of the best, at least on paper, defensive lines they'll find all season in the NFL. Now, Washington has not had, you know, they're 1-1, but their numbers aren't that great when it comes to shutting down opponents and as far as defensively. But still, you know, they're talented up front in that front four. And I think that's the number one matchup for Buffalo for pass protection and for running the football. They got to make sure they can handle Washington's front four defensively.
You know, this goes to something you just said. There's no pushovers in the NFL, and anything can obviously happen on any given day. But it's hard for Bills fans to look at these next 2 weeks and not jump ahead to what's right after that, right? I mean, to look at the state that Washington's in, Houston's in, on backup or even backup quarterbacks, teams that you are expecting to beat and maybe get tuned up to take on Kansas City.
Yeah, I expect them to win the next two, which is not a guarantee, but I do expect them to come out with victories. First of all, both games are home, which does mean something in the NFL. You're right, both teams are going to come in here with quarterbacks who were not the starters when the season began, and I think they're both teams are sort of shuffled around looking to find their identity. And I expect the Bills to get two wins and you know, be 3-1 going into the Kansas City game, which my expectations, again, don't mean anything because they still have to produce, and the Bills have room for improvement. But, yeah, it's hard not to look ahead, and the Kansas City game looms as a pretty large one, especially, you know, the Chiefs have shown some vulnerability this year, and I think it's a winnable game for Buffalo again. But first, they've got to get by these next two.
How's the Bills' pass rush look to you so far?
You know, I think they're okay. I do. I think they're okay, and I think they've done a pretty good job when it comes to putting – I mean, teams aren't allowing them to get a ton of sacks. Ben Roethlisberger got rid of the ball in a hurry. I thought last week the Buffalo pass rush, they finished with 6 sacks. I think they were outstanding. I think Greg Russo has made a big difference in pass rushing. The first-round draft pick, the rookie, has been a find, and he's off to a great start. And if he continues at this pace, he's going to be rookie of the year, quite frankly. That's how good he's been. So I think the pass rush has improved over what it was a year ago, along with the overall defense. The defense is much better, it looks, than it was a year ago. It's still very early. You know, two games done, returns coming in from those first two games. But so far, I think very good for the Buffalo defense and the pass rush in particular.
John, the other side of the ball, I know it was a big question over the offseason. You know, would the Bills maybe even go as far as to draft a running back? You know, what's going to happen in the running game? It was a little lacking last year. I think a lot of fans have been really impressed with Singletary and then, you know, even Zach Moss, a limited game action, wasn't active week one, a little bit of a rough start, and then, hey, 2 touchdowns at the end. Seems like the Bills are getting that going in the early part of the year.
Yeah, I think so. And I think last week in particular, there was more of a focus on the run game, and I think they had a better balance. And things get skewed when you have the lead late in the game, as they did at Miami. They obviously ran the ball more and tried to burn clock. And when you don't have the lead, as they did not against Pittsburgh, they were throwing the ball more. So that kind of skews the numbers. But I think there's a better balance for them to find when it comes to passes versus runs. And I know they're going to be a passing team, and I'm good with that because they're an effective passing team. But they can't just abandon the run as they probably did against Pittsburgh in week one. And, yeah, Devin Singletary has been a revelation and has really, I think, reclaimed his game. He's sort of he's quicker and a more dynamic player and gets into his breaks much quicker. And I think it makes a difference in the run game. So I think the running game came on big time last week against Miami. I look for more of that in the weeks ahead, including this week.
Does it throw you at all that, you know, it's Washington football team? Does that bother you at all that there's not a moniker?
I'm glad that they're changing the name that they used to have. You know, I spent a couple of years when the Bills would play Washington tried not to say that nickname, which will not go mentioned now, just because I thought it was offensive, you know, and it was racially offensive. And so now I'm thinking, well, now that they've officially not that name anymore, am I going to accidentally call them that name this Sunday? I don't know. Probably will, you know, because you get kind of caught up in the emotion of it. But no, I'm glad. I can't believe it's going to take a second year. They say they'll have a new nickname next year. I don't know how it takes so long. Probably tons of testing and research and, you know, testing the market and see what sells the most T-shirts, I guess. But I'm glad that they're no longer the old nickname and that they're looking for something more. I wish they would have a new one by now.
I was going to say, I kind of like the football team. I like the no name. You know, it's pretty unique.
I guess so, yeah. But look, they'll find a new nickname, and then they'll have a whole bunch of more merchandise to sell. So that is usually a driver in these.
New name every 3 years.
I wouldn't put it past anything.
All right. Hey, John, thanks. We'll be listening Sunday.
All right. Thank you.
John Murphy, Bills play-by-play man here on WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.